hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
All right. Let's begin.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Welcome.
Welcome to this episode of Skunk Ravine.
I want
to
sit over here. Just to see if maybe that would help with the buzzing, but we'll see. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Skunk Ravine.
How y'all doing? I know you can't answer that, but, you know.
Well, they kind of answer it if they want to.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead and answer the questions that we ask at home.
You should.
Yeah.
Especially the guy in Peru.
Yeah.
I want to know.
They probably...
It's a mystery.
Honestly, you know what sucks is I can't tell, like, how long... Or how much they've listened to.
I don't care.
I know.
Somebody in Peru.
But that guy might have listened to like 30 seconds and been like, what the fuck is this? Shut
it
off.
I don't care. I still want a response.
I know. Peru, reach out.
Yeah,
what's up, buddy?
Good question. Not much, man. Wishing I was in Florida right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you supposed to be?
No.
You just wish you were.
I mean, that'd be a lot cooler.
You just wish you were.
Yeah. Like, my buddy's in Florida doing some, just fun-ass shit, eating seafood and all that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Gravy Navy, you know?
Just scrabble it around.
Yeah. So.
Wrangling fucking gators.
That'd be cool. I better see a video of it.
You know, I want to see that shit. I want to say I heard something about some gators this weekend or something, but now I don't fucking remember anything. Yeah. I thought so. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. I could just be making that shit up. I could just be a dream.
What do you think you heard about gators? That's my question.
I don't know.
Just any general information? Just you don't know? You just heard something about gators?
Something in my brain for some reason is like, you got gator information.
You got gator.
This weekend for some reason.
Gator Mater. I don't know what it would be called. This is going to be a weird one.
I know. Yeah, whatever.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck either, dude. I'll delete this when we're done.
I'll burn this house down.
I won't even listen to it. I'll just delete this shit.
I'll burn this fucking house down.
It don't matter.
It's my house.
It's my house, and I'll burn it down.
I'll burn it the fuck down.
All right, so here's your new tree.
Yeah, Jerry.
Jerry the tree.
Yeah.
Perennial.
Yeah, they said it was like a old lemon spruce.
Ooh, a lemon spruce.
It just looked... Actually, now that we're going to rhyme with it, Dr. Seuss. Lemon spruce, Dr. Seuss.
Oh.
It looked like Grinchy to
me.
Yeah,
I get you.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It doesn't smell like lemon.
It doesn't smell like lemon or anything.
Nah. Rip a little nibble off there.
And I actually nibble on it? Oh, here.
Go from the bottom. Like, maybe the terpenes are inside. Yeah, it doesn't smell like
no.
shit. Yeah, lemon
no, I can smell
head.
It.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I can smell a little bit, like...
Oh, shit.
There's a little citrus on there.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be, like, ripping parts off of this tree now.
Hey, how's that tree doing? It was delicious. I need another.
Oh, that smells good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to rub that.
How much do you think that cost? Don't read it. Does it say on there?
No, it's just a barcode.
Yeah.
I'm going to say $10.
Fuck you. I already told you, didn't I?
Yes, but that was just a shot in the dark. It was a shot in the dark.
But for real, like, I would expect that to be like 20-something.
Yeah, $10 for a tree, huh?
Yeah. It's a nice tree.
There you go.
That's my Christmas tree. I'm going to put tiny presents under it.
Yeah. Make little tiny ornaments.
Yeah.
But then use, like, regular size lights.
Well, duh.
Just kill it.
Just
snap
it.
With a Christmas light. Just break it with
the
Christmas
The lady
chair.
Said, like, you can bonsai them.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, I want to get a bonsai tree.
well, I'm going to have a delicious smelling bonsai tree soon. So
that's probably better, because I heard bonsai trees take like 10 years before they start actually looking like a tree.
Yeah, that's like a, you know.
That's now.
Well, that's like 2 foot.
That's real time.
That's a 2 footer, right?
Yeah, that's a 2 foot tree,
two,
yeah.
2 1/4.
Yeah.
If you unbend it, it's like a porno dick, you know?
Yeah.
It's bent a little.
You got to measure from this side, not that right. side. Yeah. You got to measure from the bottom.
Yeah. You got to put it on a flat surface.
Yes. You know, like, we're going from the tip all the way to the roots.
You got to get one of those, you know, like if you're getting tailored.
Oh, yeah, one of the little measuring tapes?
Yeah, the ones that you stretch along. Mm-hmm. I have one somewhere. I could make the noise, but I don't have time to look for it.
Does yours actually stretch out?
Yeah.
See, mine, we got one, but it just rolls up. That thing's such a pain in the ass to roll up.
Oh, you, like, literally have to hand roll it?
Yeah, because we just have, like, the tape.
Mine has a button.
That's nice. See, that's fun.
Well, my mom always, like, she's knitted and everything, like, forever.
Yeah. Like, I don't get it, dude. Like, every time I use that thing, if I'm ordering, like, new gloves or a hat.
Yeah.
Or any clothing, I'll measure it and be like, okay, it's, like, this many millimeters. Mm-hmm. And I look on the website and it tells me how many millimeters it needs to be.
Yeah.
And then I order it, and when I get it, it's usually too fucking small.
Yep.
I guess I don't know how to measure my fucking head.
No, because, like, where do you go? Like,
well, if you're measuring your head, you're supposed to go, like, right above your brow, over your ears.
Yeah. People say a lot of stuff, and I don't trust anyone. So, I've trusted too many things, and they've been wrong. Speaking of, I should probably call for jury duty. I don't know. It says, dude, let me read you this cryptic shit. Hold on. We're going to pause real quick. I know some people are going to be like, oh, duh.
What you got?
Complete in return,
mm-hmm.
part B of the juror summons within 5 days. Yeah, I done did that. Please do not mail back the summons if you have completed your qualification questionnaire online.
Did you do that?
No, fuck. Dude, you think I did something online? Come on now. This says it very aggressively. When and where to appear?
I'm going to fucking tell you right now.
Dude, it's all in cap. Every single letter is in cap. Anyway, Bering County, call login, blah, 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 fucking blah. Let's get to the fucking shit here. It says you can either go to the website, log in, do the bullshit, and then it says anytime after 5:30 p.m. the Friday prior to the start of your week to call.
Yeah.
That's irritating,
though. I know, it is confusing. They should have just said, call the Friday before this week.
Just fucking give me the date to call.
Yeah.
Like, well, they're just trying to get a bench warrant out for my arrest, is how
fuck.
I feel.
There you go, Devin. I don't know if you heard my phone go off, but...
Is that Devin?
No, Devin gave me shit.
For what?
Because when I said... When I put up a post saying that we have, like, new recording shit... And I won't have to do it on my phone anymore. He was like, are you gonna remember to turn your phone down? Like, you and I both know the answer to that question.
Oh, so he did that on purpose, huh?
No, I did not. It just happened.
No, I'm just fucking... I just fucking hate jury duty. This is the third time they've tried to get me.
You've never had to go in?
No, because why? Dude, you know me.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would they
they're not gonna
pick me
you.
As a juror?
They're not going to pick you anyways.
Why do they keep fucking with me?
You know,
then?
I'll be honest with you, dude. The last... I've had jury duty 3 times. First time, picked.
Yeah, I remember the
on
one.
On a jury.
The dude couldn't get a boner because...
yeah, he had to say in court that he couldn't get a boner.
Yeah.
So he got off.
Yeah. No, he didn't get off, though.
Hey, here it is.
Spooky.
And then the second time I got selected
and,
like, picked, and then we're going there, and the jury, it was the first day, and the jury, we were all, like, waiting to go in, and the judge came in and was like, yeah, dude didn't show up, so no trial.
Peace
you
up.
Guys can all go home. We're just going to, like, put a warrant out. Then the last time I went, I had to go to Niles, and, dude, every time, so when you go there, they, like, call out numbers, and if your number is it, then you have to go into the jury box in court, and then they...
yeah, I know. The comedian, it's not Chad Daniels, it's, I always get them mixed.
Oh, fuck.
But he's talking about how he's, like, killing it in the courtroom.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I don't know what contempt of court is, but I feel like I'm trudging.
You know what I did?
Anyway, yeah.
I thought for sure that I was going to get picked because it was a drug case.
Yeah.
It was like a guy who got caught with cocaine.
Ah. How much?
A bunch.
Like, what is a bunch? Like kilos? Like
pounds? No, not like that much, but I mean, he had maybe like half a kilo in individual baggies.
Oh, so, yeah.
And I'm not sure what they're trying to do, but I think that they were trying to, from what I guessed, it was like his word against the cops. Because one of the questions they asked is, would you keep an open mind? Like, do you think, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty? And that was the only question I got asked. I was like, yeah, definitely. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, you can go. I'm like, what?
Dude, that's even funnier because comedy thing I was talking about. Mm. He's like, it was a gang member that like was up for murder.
Yeah, hell yeah, like, that'd be fun.
He was in prison for attempted murder, and he was on parole.
And he murdered somebody in prison,
and then he murdered he was out on parole.
Okay, gotcha,
and
gotcha.
Then he murdered the person that he tried to murder. And he was like,
God damn, dude, he's holding on to grudges.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He was like,
let it go.
Dude, it's so goddamn funny. I wish I could remember who it was. You would know immediately.
Really? It was like someone you knew?
No. I mean the comedian.
Oh, gotcha.
Not the murderer. I don't know who the fuck that guy was.
Oh, okay.
Because I always get, like I said, Chad Daniels.
It's you're thinking of dude from Time Suck, Dan Cummins.
Yes, Dan Cummins.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
He was the one saying he's killing it in the courtroom.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Dude, that shit had me cracking up so hard. Because he was like, I could see the other jurors.
Like, I was killing it.
Yeah, I was killing it in the courtroom.
I think one of the reasons they told me to leave last time was, I mean, you know, you got to get up and go there usually in the morning, 9, if not earlier. But it was all the way in Nile, so I had to wake up like a little extra early and head down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like, I mean, you know how fucking courthouses is. It's not like you go in and you do your shit and then you leave. Like, there's a lot of waiting around.
Oh, I know.
So I think we were waiting around a long time and I got very tired. So, and of course, I was, like, in the front row of the jury box.
Yeah.
But I know I just kept yawning and, like, rubbing my eyes, like, scratching my head and opening my water real loud and drinking it.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Did you, what do you have to listen to?
I think I did it on purpose, you know. Because I was just like, fuck, man, I don't want to fucking be this. I don't want to have to drive to Niles for 2 weeks. So.
Thankfully, mine's in St. Joe, but, like, good. I'm still not going to. Like,
yeah,
dude,
just
I will
send your lawyer.
I'll Dan Cummings that shit. I will kill it in the courthouse.
We can't say that. You shouldn't say that after the shooting at the courthouse a couple
well,
of years
not,
ago.
Well, not murder. Just like just comedy wise. Yeah, like, I'll make people laugh.
Yeah. People are going to be like,
I'll kill it
with
laughter.
Is that a big fancy city lawyer?
Yeah, no. No, I'm just somebody, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck jury duty.
No, I agree. That shit is.
Dude, I feel like that's entrapment to, like, word it the way that it is.
Right.
Like.
And to be like.
Into the fourth quarter of the third year, you must cometh upon the phone. Like, I don't. Just fucking give me a day to call.
Yeah. Like, yo, call me on Monday.
Right. Like, give me the date to call.
Gotcha.
Don't tell me, like, call the Friday before this date.
Yeah, but that's the thing is they want you there Monday morning at 8 a.m.
Pisses me off, dude.
Ready to go.
So
they got justice to serve, baby.
I don't care, but the way that. Read this. You tell
no,
me.
I don't want to read it. We already read it. We don't need to read it.
I know
a second
it's
time.
Bullshit.
I know it's bullshit, man. You're preaching to the choir, son.
Why do they keep doing this?
Because they're assholes.
Yeah, I know. But like, why do they want me there? I'm the worst person to be on a jury.
You just gotta fucking. You just have to be on the system to do it. I really doubt you.
I know people
paid.
That have never been selected, and then I'm the guy.
Like even like, sent a summons. Like that, yeah.
Yeah, this
I've
the third
it three
time.
Times. Which I mean,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but what have you done? You ain't done shit, bro.
So that's three times in about 18 years.
Nah, it's like. Well, I was.
For me.
18. Oh.
Yeah, so from. It's been about 18 years since I was 18. That's horrible to say.
Has it been? Wait, what?
18 plus 18?
Oh, 36. Shit.
Yeah.
See, I...
Fuck!
I pretend like things don't exist.
Damn it!
I'm about to be 35.
So
fuck!
So I've done it three times in 18
yep.
years.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
So what? Every 6 years you're supposed to get called in, I guess.
Nobody I know, like, bullshit.
So how do you avoid it, then?
Fucking live in the woods.
It seems like they would still find a way to like fly a plane over your house and drop a brick.
Yeah.
You go all your time and make a jury duty.
Well, now it would be
a
drone.
It's time to make a duty.
It would just be a drone that like.
Oh, yeah.
Slaps a piece of paper in your face.
Dude, my neighbor came over and gave me a drone.
Like, just. Gave you one?
Yeah, we were outside with the kids, and he, well, no, but I mean, I still
I'm
have
so
it.
Confused.
He was just like, hey, man, come here, and I went over there, and he's like, hey, dude, like, I got this drone, and it's probably like,
yeah,
it's a small little drone with a camera in it and shit.
It's got a camera?
It does have a little camera.
Nice.
He was like, yeah, man, it should work, and we clicked it on. It turned on, but it was dead. He's like, yeah, just take it out, man. Charge it up. Check it out. Let me know if you want to buy it. You can hang on to it for now. I was like, okay. I haven't charged it. I haven't tried to fly it.
What does this neighbor look like?
he's the guy, like, over by my bedroom side of my house. That dude has been watching TV outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have questions about that.
Which was weird, too, because I was all fucked up one morning. That morning you came over.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him, and I was like, yo, dude, you want to fucking smoke? And he's like, oh, I'm sober. And then this time, I was like, oh, okay.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, but then this time, when we're talking drones, you know, I was like, oh,
he wanted to trade.
Well, I was like, one of the guard things is missing for the blade, and he was like, yeah, I must have crashed it. I must have been drinking or something.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay.
What a twist.
Yeah. And I've definitely, like, smelled weed coming from his...
Dude,
he sits out back and smokes weed. I'm like, dude. Bro.
Do not.
Trying to reach out.
Do not pay for that drink.
I'm not. He wanted $20. He said it was, like, $60 on Temu.
Yeah, Temu. Oh.
So I'm just going to hang on to it until he asks for it back. And then I'll be like, yeah, I don't want to fucking buy this.
And then he's
gonna even fly it. I don't have time to learn drones.
Let him take you to a small client store for a $20 drone.
Dude, the thing's weird. It doesn't even have like a brand name on it.
Yeah, because it's from fucking team.
Yeah, it does feel like it's just going to snap.
They've got two tiny helicopters over there.
Yeah.
They probably both have brand names on them.
Yes. Or flashy decals.
Well, the one came with the house, so I know that one definitely has it.
Yeah. I was thinking about, actually, you know what I should do? I should learn how to fly that drone and then go to Ukraine.
I mean, I'll go with you.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm game.
You can be my battery guy. You can be the guy setting the explosives. I'll be the guy flying.
Daisy can just be the hype dog. I'm game.
Yeah, Daisy's sitting there like, shut the fuck up. You're giving away our position. Better shut that dog up. You better shut that dog up. Oh, yeah. Did you see the RNC this weekend?
The what?
The retard national convention.
No.
The Republican National Convention.
No. You should know I don't follow politics, man.
Okay. Could I give you an interesting fact from the politics, though?
I'm down to listen. I just don't give a fuck. I'd rather go hang out with Jerry.
Oh, this is funny.
My tree is in the woods.
You'll like this.
I hate
the RNC was this weekend. Like high Republican.
Mm-hmm. I hope they were high.
Do you know what Grindr is?
Like the app?
Yeah.
Yeah, the gay one.
Wow, you know what it is, huh?
Dude, you know how many movies I've seen?
Huh, gay boy.
Yeah, I love sucking dicks. I gobble them now.
You're just down there knob gobbling.
I'm just gobble, you know, just
knob gobbler.
Wait,
2024, hit me up.
Hawk Tui.
Oh, you hitting them with the Hawk Tui? Yeah. I'm gonna call stolen valor on her.
Yeah, duh.
Prove it. Prove you do the Hawk Tua.
Yeah, exactly.
Until then, stolen valor.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. Like in the porn industry.
Yeah, you're stealing valor from the real sluts.
Yeah, yeah. Like she came up with the Hawk Tua.
Yeah.
What a bitch. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Didn't she TM that?
TM?
Did she, like, trademark that shit?
No. I don't know if you can just trademark a show like that.
Well, fucking Trump trademarked You're Fired, didn't he?
I don't know, dude.
I feel like you have to renew a TM, though, as well.
Yeah, like, copyright will eventually, like...
Right.
Like, you buy it for...
Like the Beatles.
Buy it for a period of time,
like,
or whatever.
Didn't Michael Jackson steal the Beatles shit?
I haven't heard that.
I'm pretty positive.
Michael Jackson was ripping off the Beatles?
Well, not now that he's dead, but before he died, like, there was, like, a...
Like, he stole shit from them?
No, like, the trademarks were, like, I feel like you can only trademark something for a certain amount of time.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to
Yeah, I gotta pay for it again.
Right. Yeah. And he was like, I'm ballin'. I feel like that was a thing.
I'm just gonna buy.
Don't quote me on that.
I'm gonna buy the Beatles shit. Now I own the rights to this.
I don't think it was like all the songs. I think it was like a few.
Like
I don't
one
fucking
that
know.
He
don't quote me on any of this shit.
Something.
But I'm pretty positive.
Okay, so Grindr.
Yeah, Grindr. What?
Grindr crashed in Milwaukee.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Which is where the RNC was, because of all the traffic.
I'm so confused.
The Grindr servers in Milwaukee.
Oh,
crashed.
Like,
did it that weekend.
There's just like there's sucking dicks in Milwaukee. Like there's butt fucking and
apparently it's a lot of closeted Republicans who are pissed off that they can't be openly gay. And they have to have sex with disgusting women.
Ugh.
Ew.
Gross. Virginers.
I'm always like, boobs? Gross. Ew, no thank you.
Ew, boobs?
But yeah, it crashed the fucking server, dude. And apparently, because that, it's like,
wait,
it's
so
all
which,
recorded.
Wait, which server?
The Grindr server.
Oh, okay.
There's too many people.
Because I heard about, like, a few other servers crashing and shit.
Oh, Windows crashed.
Yeah, Windows and...
Which I don't even understand.
Well, I don't fucking... Dude, I don't know.
But...
Anyway, go back to Grindr.
Grindr's, their data shows 60% of anonymous profiles that were made that weekend at one point ended up in the convention.
Yeah.
Like, their location data showed them there. So it was hundreds of gay Republicans.
Or was it like a...
Screaming to Kid Rock fucking show.
Screaming to Kid Rock. Or was it like a... Did they do it on purpose, you know?
No, I don't think they did it on purpose. I think there's just a bunch of closeted like, Let's gay guys.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's like the one time one? They get God every damn it. Four or five, every four
they wanted
years,
to buy.
Man.
They wanted to buy biggie diggie dee. They wanted to up junk to boogie.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they wanted to be a cowboy, baby. Yeah. I can smell a pig from a mile away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I bet they can.
Dude, Kid Rock is so goddamn stupid.
Oh, I know.
It cracks me up. Just some, like, rich kid from Detroit.
Yeah. Like,
wanted to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Then he had to reimagine himself because that fucking died and dried. Now he's just, like, a Republican fucking southern blue-collar guy. I don't even know, dude.
He doesn't even know. He's like
I think he's just confused.
Ah, fuck. I'm trying to think of an example. I got nothing. He's like, it's like he just, like, had a stroke and, like...
just his brain, like, reset.
Yeah, he doesn't know where he is.
I'm not a rapper anymore. Well, no, he's just too old to try to be a fucking cool rapper guy.
Daisy agrees.
Yeah. So he just started, like, playing, like, covering old classic rock song, you know, and flying the fucking Confederate flag, and then...
Right.
Yeah, now he's... aligned himself with MAGA to keep himself fucking relevant.
Daisy, shut the fuck up.
Please. I'm trying to talk over here, you smelly
hobo.
We're talking
about Kid Rock, yo.
Yeah. She's like, Kid Rock. Who's this bitch?
Oh, I know what those are.
Who is this?
It's, food. I'm getting food.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's two, Mediterranean wraps.
What?
Yeah, dog. Fire. They're only like $7 a piece.
Yeah? You got a tipper?
No.
What the fuck you got a tip, bro?
Bro, I didn't order it.
I thought that was Ashley.
I thought it was Ashley too.
But then it was some like...
Because it was a Volkswagen now. Well, because it was a black car.
Yeah.
Dude, I swear to God, I thought it was Ashley.
But then some bitch getting out looking like the Mucinex germ got out.
Or
get your butthole off my foot. So yeah, you know what else I was thinking?
What that is?
I had a random thought.
Yeah, I have a lot of those.
Maybe we could like play with for a minute.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, you know the movie Chucky?
Yeah,
it's like that, but it's
all
called,
the movies.
But it's called Cucky.
Cucky. <it's> so just some dude beating off in a corner.
No, it's a doll that just fucks your wife in front of you.
Oh my God.
Like, he ties you up or drugs you, and then fucks, like, rapes your wife in front of you.
See, I like the doll beating off in the corner better. That's funnier to me.
I guess that would be the real cucky, like a doll that you can cuck.
Well, like, what if the lady's married to the doll? Shit, I don't know how the scenario would go.
It'd work how I said it would.
I know, but like
the doll breaks into your house and ties you up and it rapes your wife. Like, yeah, dude, that's why it's like a horror movie. Do you think the people who got murdered by Chucky wanted to?
So he ties the guy up.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then proceeds to rape his wife.
Does he give him like cotton candy or something at least?
No. I'm going to say he like cuts his like Achilles heel, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even if he does wiggle loose, he can't stop the rape, really.
That's fair. Okay. Or like a hog tie?
Yeah.
And the Achilles.
And the Achilles slice. Yeah. And also,
we're not murderers.
Think about this. Bride of Cucky?
Yeah, I remember that.
This is Bride of Cucky?
Oh, Bride of Cucky.
Fuck, here's that imposter.
Ah, I know, right? Now she can pick the food. See? No, this worked out perfect.
See, I'm going to throw some up. Now yeah. she can pick now the food. Now you don't up. Have to get up.
I don't even have to get up.
It's literally going to be brought directly to you.
Amazing. Dude.
Sometimes life just works out.
It does. It does. And sometimes it's fucking shit.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10, it's shit.
Ashley.
What up with it?
What it is.
Yeah. Oh, we know.
It's Aussie. I know. They yeah, just. Really she literally just sorry. Dropped it off.
Hell no. We're just getting started, yo.
Us gone? Oh, the food oh, people. Oh, yeah. No, they're gone.
Look at you and your scrubs.
Scrubs. Like you, doctor.
Yeah, dude. Well, you ready to get a little bit more anal gland squirt on you?
What the fuck did you do here? I didn't do that. They did it. They set it on the door beard.
You psycho. Jesus Christ. Who just comes to put greasy-ass food on your couch? Nice. This is Italian
nice
leather.
People. Yeah, this is my butt. It's all stained.
I know.
It's just all stained as shit anyways.
This is the only
I just got
couch.
My stains the way I like them.
Yeah, man. Don't be messing up my stains, bro.
Fucking up my feng shui.
Yeah, my feng shui. I said that earlier and somebody was like, what does that even mean? How the fuck do you not know
like you fucking millennial.
Yeah.
You don't know any of the cool new slang.
Yeah, cool new? What do you mean? That's forever ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to hear some funny shit? Yes, I can put on here. So, I was laying in bed with the kids the other night.
Yeah.
And it was about time where it was like, all right, guys, it's time for bed. Mm-hmm. Amara, for some reason, sits up and just starts jabbering. So I grab my phone, just like point it into the pillow and just record audio. So here's what she had to say. This is right when I started recording.
When I did this week, I was this big.
Huh. When you're that big, you won't be scared anymore?
When I did this big, I moved an adult drink.
An adult drink?
Yeah,
you have to be way bigger than that,
honey. Dude, I didn't have like a cocktail or a drink or anything in my hand. We were just laying in bed. She came out of nowhere with that.
That was hilarious.
And she only went like this too, probably a good 4 or 5 inches above her head. Like, when I get this big,
I'm gonna be drinking.
I'm gonna have an adult drink.
Yeah,
shit was cracking me up. You want to take a pause so you can situate your Mediterranean food? All right, let's do that. Ashley, get your ass in here. What are you doing?
Why did you set this? It's falling all over the place.
Ashley, what are you doing? Don't read your book. We got our third microphone. Come be on the show. Come on. Come on. All right, I'm stopping this for now. I don't know what we were talking about before I paused it, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, because some asshole.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Some asshole brought me delicious food.
Some asshole. Oh, fuck off. You know how much food I've made for you? Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know, Ashley.
You made for me? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
My wife actually wanted.
My wife?
She asked, she said, can you make me something really good for dinner for tomorrow night? And I was like, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What did you make? I made a broccoli cheddar risotto with breaded chicken.
Oh.
Pretty good.
Ooh.
Turned out pretty good. It was the first time I made risotto at home.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm going to do
it
again.
Amazing.
I almost just made her straight up lobster.
Well, that would have been cool.
I know. She was like, why would you do that?
Like, why?
Well, you asked for a nice dinner and I love you.
Oh, my
Do
bad.
I need to explain that? Why do you do that one thing to me that I like?
With that butthole tickle.
Yeah.
Tickle my butthole.
Yeah.
Um,
tickle my
shitter. Tickle my shitter. Give me the shitter.
Tick us in the shitters.
I was trying to think of a good name, but I got it.
That's kind of like a more Latin approach, you know? Yeah. Tick us in the shitters.
Tick us in the shitters. Oh, yeah. Don't watch that. What are you doing?
I'm just passing an egg.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch
don't
of
watch that.
What is this, dude? It's like black
a,
guys
it's a hazing.
Spitting eggs into each other's
it's mouth. It's a frat thing.
That don't look like no frat, man.
Dude, you know.
Frat boys suck.
Yeah, no
what
shit.
What are they doing?
Fucking each other in the ass.
Now they're all just millionaires because they're all just...
gay.
Narcissists, psychopaths.
Like, yeah.
They all run like CEOs. They're CEOs of shit.
Yeah. And they're like, if you don't split this egg in your fucking butthole. Like,
Jesus. You have to put this egg in your ass and walk it's around with it all day long. If you break the egg, you're out of the frat.
It's called an omelet.
Yeah. You boys need to make I expect a dozen egg omelet tonight.
Out of your ass. No shell.
Yeah. Best not have no shell on that.
You gotta
motherfucker.
Shove a dozen eggs in your ass and then crack them all. No shell, though.
So I was just like, what's the point of this? Shut the fuck up!
Hello, please.
What is the point of this? Point of this is to see if you got what it takes.
Yeah.
To take what it got.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Are we talking about gay sex here? What are we talking about?
No, I don't understand, like...
Are you gonna rape us?
Pledging, or, like, any
oh,
of
yeah,
that
dude.
Shit. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it's because you're a fucking loser and no one wants to hang out with you, man.
Fucking nerd.
Nobody wants to hang out with us. I'm surprised people even listen to those.
Dude, we're way cooler than them.
We are.
Like, I'm not gonna pick cherries up with my ass... cheeks or something. Like, I
yeah,
don't know.
Like, what is that hazing? It's so weird.
Bro, I don't fucking know.
It's very,
It's because you didn't have a fucking life and you're rich and you have nothing else to do.
So you just
and then
like,
you just want
to
make,
you
like,
have to, like, embarrass
poor
people. Do fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. If I had a bunch of money, I'd probably do that too, though.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, people are fucked up.
Yeah. Like, I'd probably pull up to people begging on the side of the street. Just be like, shit your pants right now.
Do it.
I'll give you $1,000. Shit your pants right now.
Yeah.
And then they shit their pants and I just drive away. Sucker.
Chuck a thing of Gatorade at their face.
Yeah. Oops.
Where was that?
Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I did not hit a homeless guy in the face with a bottle of Gatorade. I hit some frat boy.
Nor was it him.
And yeah. No,
it
so one
was,
time I threw a Gatorade bottle out the window,
Nick.
And it just happened to fucking dart right at this dude and hit him directly in the face.
It was Nick Adramay.
Yeah. Eigene Adramay.
Unta Schreckenfunk.
Schreckenfunk.
You ruined my pig Latin.
Yeah, dude. I already told you I don't want pig Latin on this podcast.
Dude, pig Latin's
I don't like pig Latin.
I'm gonna pig Latin this podcast all up.
Just do the entire
yeah.
Do an entire episode in pig Latin.
Yep.
It'd be it's pretty easy because the whole time I would just be like, "Shut the fuck up, fuck you,
yeah.
Fuck you,
no,
fuck you."
Keep going.
Yeah, that's what it would be. Just. We could probably do like 2 hours, man. We might have to break it up into a two-part episode.
A twofer.
An oofin' twofin' pig.
The pig scatting.
Well, a pig scat?
The pig scat.
Pig scatting. Ooh,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Pig scatting.
See?
So that yeah. would be like, instead of adding an A, you add an ass.
Something like that.
Or,
I don't know.
Shit in there.
Ah, fuck.
How would pig scatting work?
Shit. You got me.
Mm-hmm.
Pig scat. Fuck. Egg. Hold on. Pig scatting. Egg scatting. Fuck, dude. Dude, you got me on that.
That's just pig scatting in pig Latin. I'm talking, what's the rules for pig scatting?
Oh.
Because it has to do with, like, poop or shit or something.
Oh, you mean scatting on some pigs.
No.
We went and then, what?
We're still in different directions. Yeah, here. Let's get on the same way.
Let's get back on the...
Pig Latin.
Yeah.
You do, like, Alex you Lay take, or whatever.
You replace... All right, so my name would be... Exlade, Einde.
Okay, so instead of saying lay, Einde,
it's all like
it has to be poop related.
Vowels.
Okay, so instead of a vowel, it just has to be shit. And that's pig scatting.
Oh, pig scatting. Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
So your name would be like Axel Poo, a shit, or something like that.
So you can do poo and shit.
You can do poo, shit, dunk,
fart.
Yeah,
can you
Dookie,
farts?
Sure.
Dookie, I like it. I like this. Can we TM this?
Yes.
Is this TMable?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no one's gonna try to steal that.
Just scatting. Just scatting.
I don't want to trademark a gift to the world.
Scat.
I think it'd be. I think it's a funny idea. You know.
So what would yours be?
I don't know. What's my name in pig Latin? Ick nay lay? Or ick lay nay lay?
Ick nay. Your last name is a hard one. Usharmde. Yeah. Ick nay. Usharmde.
Well, that just sounds like an African dude.
Right. So, like. There you go.
Wait, what is
that? Alright, so you take.
No, I know how to do it. I just don't know how to.
So hard.
Say it again. I just want to hear you say it.
Ikne Usharmde.
Usharmde, yeah. That is totally.
Ikne Usharmde.
That is totally. such an African name.
No, that wasn't even an African noise.
Oh, Jesus. I am Nikolai Umdoshin. See, but I can't do it.
Not with that attitude, you can't.
I can't. See, I hate pig Latin, man. I don't like pig Latin.
It's a weird one.
Yeah. But pig scatting, I'm all about.
Pig scatting.
Pig scatting is funny, dude.
Dude, we need to bring up on some pig scatting.
Oopin' pay.
Is it just a P in front of her?
Yeah. A poopin' pay on blocks and shit.
Oh my god. It's already been TM'd. Somebody already heard it. We haven't even published this.
Somebody needs to email us a cool sentence in pig scatting. We can
pig
scat.
Yeah, it's like a, we should go to, like, a coffee house.
Yeah.
Just do pig scatting.
Pig scatting as, like, as, like, slam poetry.
Yeah. Yeah. But pig scatting. Oh, shit. Dude, yeah, you're picturing it.
Yeah, I'm hearing it in my mind.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good.
You're just like putting poop inside of everywhere, yeah. And then people are just like, "The fuck!"
I scat. I punched my.
I shat and poop and lay in my scat and blay.
Yeah, but you can like throw random other shit.
Yeah. See, that's what I like about pig scatting is there's no rules.
Yeah, because we just made it up.
You can literally do whatever you want.
You can pig scat it out.
Yeah. I'll come over there and take what I want.
Go buy your own tree. Okay? Don't murder mine.
Yeah, I think I'm going to kill your plant.
Not if you're dead.
I didn't think about it like that.
Yes.
I guess, yeah, you're right. If I'm dead, I can't kill a plant. Although, what if I shot myself in the head and yes. Fell backwards onto your plant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So I would be dead, and then I would. The last thing that I would do would be kill a plant. So you take one out with me.
What do you got?
Huh?
What are you packing?
Oh, like a mean 4.5 inches. I'm just kidding. My dick's a little bit bigger than that.
So you're going to slam your dick into your face?
Yes.
And then fall?
Yes.
Into my...
Yes. You know how, like, you know, officers are supposed to fall on their swords?
Ah, yes.
Kind of like that. But
well, that's not officers. That's, you mean samurais. Or, like, what is that? Harry Carey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Who?
That would not be a fun way to die.
No, not at all. Like, why would you want to cut your intestines out and then just lay there?
Well, you get your head cut off right after you do that. But the whole thing to...
Who cuts your head off?
You choose a friend of yours to cut your head off first.
I thought you just...
Somebody that you trust with a sword. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know the end part.
Yep, you get decapitated.
No, I didn't know. I thought you just, like...
Just gut yourself?
Yeah.
No. So what you're actually supposed to do is stab.
Yeah.
And gut yourself. Yeah. But you're not supposed to make any noise. And then after that happens, bam, they cut your head off. So first you write a death poem.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do that. Cut your stomach and then your buddy cuts your head off. So there was this, I'll have to show you this podcast called Suicide Buddies. But it's like true crime, but it's about suicides.
Yeah.
But they talk about this guy in Japan who, after World War II, he wanted to go back to, like, Imperial Japan.
Yeah.
Like, he totally supported that. So, he was this, like, gay artist. He staged a military coup because he was part of, like, Japan's, like, People's Protection Force or whatever. Because after World War II, they weren't allowed to have a military.
Right.
But they were allowed to have these, like...
squads or whatever.
More like a National Guard.
Yeah.
So they were allowed to do that.
Yeah, like protect the people.
But they couldn't have, like, a mobile.
Right.
So he wanted... He tried to pull a military coup and I guess, took high command hostage and had all those like soldiers of the army at this base gather, and he gave a speech wanting to like go back to Imperial Japan, and I guess like most of the people down in the crowd are just like, boo, you're an asshole, fuck you, and like started heckling him. So he gave up and decided to perform seppuku. Is that what it's called, right? Or hari kari?
Oh,
I think it's seppuku.
Yeah.
So
when you kill yourself.
Yeah. He was gonna do that, and he had his buddy as the swordsman to cut his head off. Well, his buddy was very nervous, so once he like stabbed himself,
did he miss?
It took like several whacks to get his head off.
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah, and his buddy felt so bad about it that he then
killed himself,
and had someone else cut his.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know, man. I'd say that's pretty, like, honorable.
Well, for what, though?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Like, I'd rather go, like, watch a hawk.
Instead of gutting yourself and getting your head cut off, you'd rather go watch a hawk.
Yeah, or, like, catch a fish and eat it. Like, I don't understand what the fuck. I get it. Countries that are fucked up.
But that was like Japan and like, shit, that guy was, I think that happened in the 60s.
Well, I guess I'm glad I was a sperm and a fucking, I don't know. I got nothing, bro. Like, I hate being here.
Look, I'm glad I was a sperm. I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah,
I just
but I don't
want to
be here. Like,
I just want to go live in the woods.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you get it. That's my story.
Yeah.
Well, I was a sperm. I'm here.
I want to go live in the woods.
Yep. I fucking hate this place.
Yeah, well, it don't matter, dude. You have to do this podcast with me.
Well, duh. That's why I'm here, motherfucker.
I'll tell you when we're done.
We're never going to be done.
Maybe 100 episodes will be done.
Bro, I'll get fucking internet in the woods.
I mean, we can just record this and not publish it and just have it for us. Our own little personal library.
Never.
But I think I think you know, conversations that we have, like pig scatting, like that needs to be shared with the world.
Ah, for sure.
Because
who else is?
I mean, let's get real for a minute. The world is falling apart.
Been falling apart since
I was born. Geysers blowing up. You got people shooting at the president. Former president.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah.
I don't even.
The world's gone to shit, man. So maybe we should talk about adding shit into words.
Yeah.
And making our own language.
Yeah.
And maybe someone out there listening to this, you know, maybe they're sitting there getting ready to kill themselves and they just listen to that. And now they won't.
Don't do it.
Don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
And do report to jury duty.
Yeah, do that as well.
So stay alive and don't go to jail for skipping jury duty.
If you find a lemon spruce for $10, definitely buy it.
Definitely buy it, because Alex is definitely doing a lot better now than he's probably ever done in his entire life.
And goddamn right.
Wow. Wouldn't you know it, you happen to own a tree.
Fucking lemon spruce.
A lemon spruce.
Roost.
The roost spruce goose roost. On the roost. Roost goose on the roost. Anybody listening, recognize a roost? That's what my dog Buckley used to say. He was a basset. He did.
Awesome dog.
Best dog in the goddamn world.
Slipped on his own ears.
Yep. Had a big old cock and balls on him.
Big old balls.
Remember how big his dick was, dude? Remember how, you know, he just lay spread eagle, too, with his balls hanging there? Desmond had his first ice cold fatty this week.
What?
Yeah, dude. He did some nitrous this weekend. Monday morning, dude. He got zooted up. Had his first cavity.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I've never had laughing gas, and I really want to try it. I mean, I've had laughing gas, you know, but never medically. Like, I want to do that.
Not that medical grade.
Not that medical grade. I just stick with the food grade. God damn it, dude. I just remembered. Earlier,
yeah, I don't trust that.
Earlier in the podcast, I said, God damn it, I forgot something.
What?
No. Whoa, Alex. He tripped on a shoe. He's not fucked up. Well, I kind of want to wait, but at this point I've waited long enough, so I'm just going to show you the picture of the drawing. Remember last episode? Remember last episode?
Yeah.
Into the mic, please.
Yes.
Remember Sick Dick?
Sick Dick. Wasn't it Tick Dick?
Nick Sick Tick Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, but remember you're just picturing a dick sneezing?
Yeah.
Ashley drew it.
Drew a dick with a scarf. Or... Oh boy, that's amazing. Wait, like she drew that?
She drew this.
That is awesome.
Last Monday night.
Is that a cup of coffee in between the balls?
That's a cup of coffee in between the balls. Yeah.
Oh boy, howdy.
Didn't read the read the balloon.
Get hard soon.
And where it says,
"Oh my god, can we have a shirt,
dude?" And yeah, where it says "sick dick," it's got a mask hanging from it.
You didn't share this anywhere, did you?
No.
Okay.
This is at my house. This is like a full page.
Yeah, we need to make a shirt.
We can put that on a fucking t-shirt.
No, that has to be a t-shirt.
We can do that this week.
It's not an option.
Pretty cheap.
We have to.
Okay, guys, we're gonna do some sick dick t-shirts,
dude. I know so many people that,
dude,
would buy this.
I have been so excited all week to show you that, dude, for real.
Oh my god.
Like, when Ashley told me she had to work on Monday, I was so fucking disappointed. I was just like, god damn it, like, I want to show Alex. And then I forgot it.
That's the funniest shit ever.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
No, that's merch.
That's merch. That's going to be schmerch.
Yeah.
And just so you know, that is modeled off of my dick.
Yep. That's Nick's dick.
Here's a picture of Ashley drawing it.
Oh, my God. That makes it even better.
Wait, first draft. Look at the location of the scarf.
It's got a hat on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, so we stayed up one night and did this for you.
Dude, it's good. That's good shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's good. It's beautiful.
I can hear it.
Oh, I know. Just sick dick. Dude, it's beautiful.
It's got the hot cocoa, a thing of noodles,
some jizzed up Kleenexes down at the bottom. NyQuil knocked over. Dude, oh. she was like shading it and shit. I'm like, God damn, babe, I love you.
Oh my God.
Fuck! I wish I would have brought the original copy, man, not the picture.
Dude, alright.
It's a straight up pencil drawing. Like, it needs to be fucking framed.
Oh, dude. It's gonna be framed.
We need to put that on a t shirt.
It's gonna be like that, like, with the triple tier.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Where
oh, it, yeah, yeah, yeah. A professional frame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like how on that one, the frame is, like, 7 inches too big.
Dude. I found that in the trash. It's a trash picture.
Those are losers. Like when you moved in.
No, like I was just riding my bike one day and saw this on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I was on my way to Carande Park and it was out by a mailbox. So I don't know if it was free, but.
Yeah, it was.
From my assumptions.
Yeah, it was free.
Road to house. If it's closest to the road, it's that, free.
It's that road to house.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to cut that part out. I don't know.
Nah,
you
cut that part out. Or you cut a hole in the middle of this.
Oh,
thing.
I get it. I get it. So we're bagging that.
Yeah, you see. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You just missed that.
Might have to cut out the Anne Frank, jerking off to Anne Frank joke.
He gives a fuck?
No.
Do you think that gnome gives a... Do you think he... Yeah, gnome.
I don't gnome.
Exactly. Aha! Oh, should we just dad joke it out?
I don't know. I don't know if we should.
All right. Now you see which way Jerry was when I bought him. Look at... Tell me that's not a grinchy-ass tree.
It's pretty grinchy, yeah.
See, you ungrinched it.
Whatever, man. I get it. It's the Grinch.
Bro.
You know, in the book and the show and the movie. I'm not hating on it. I agree that it's grinchy.
No. I looked up. I can make you tiny Grinch trees.
Okay. Start doing it.
Should we just start selling Grinch trees?
Yes. All
right. So.
Yeah. We'll just make it listen to our podcast. You know how they say that plants respond to the music, and they found that like heavy metal music's the best.
Duh.
So maybe we should do a control test where we grow a couple trees and we got like some metal plank. Yeah, we could grow into twos like that. But we could have some metal playing, some country playing, some ska playing. On one, and then our podcast on one.
Well, let's just do it. The spruce.
We'll see how fucking big that podcast tree is. I bet that if we just played our podcast for a tree, they'd fucking probably.
Look how much we can cut off the bottom.
That'll turn into a fucking redwood. I know. It looks like it's almost like in the dirt.
But for real, do you think that thing makes like little pine cones?
Probably.
How old? Like,
it probably has to be pretty fucking big before it starts doing. Like, it probably needs a trunk, you know?
It has bark.
Yeah, but, I mean, it needs a trunk.
I know, but, like, now I'm wondering about trees. Like, how do trees work?
How do trees work? I don't know, but them fuckers need to get haircuts, I'll tell you.
Some of the... I know, mine do.
Get a haircut. Trees.
fucking tree. Yeah, hippies. Ah, maybe that's where that term came from.
I'm picturing just a tree with like an emo haircut.
Yeah, like it's all sad.
Yeah.
I mean, I see him all the time.
He's cutting himself.
When the wind blows it, that's when it whips his emo hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a whispering willow. Yeah, or,
dude, me, Brandon, and Alex had a long conversation about trees with hairs in one night. Full years ago.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, not me.
No.
Oh. Well, fuck y'all.
A different Alex, but...
Yeah.
We stayed up for 3 days just doing...
Oh, shit.
Doing things to make you stay awake and to make everything look weird.
Sometimes you gotta buy Jerry's, you know?
I understand.
It came with a spider, but I don't know where the spider went now.
It's out there somewhere.
No, I don't. It's gone. Like, I think it's out there
somewhere.
No, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was an outside spider.
Isn't it weird that spiders can fly? Or, like, glide?
Oh, yeah. When they spin the web and float through the air?
Yeah,
yes.
They just shoot a string out.
Yeah, people really don't believe me when I say that.
No, man. They've known that for a while. Like, they do that on pirate ships and shit. Back in, like, the...
That's how they, like, the get name. Places.
Yeah.
Do you know how many spiders I've, like, found on me? Hence, I mean, my nickname is Spider.
I have never... I don't think I've ever heard anyone call you Spider, though.
For real?
I don't think so.
I've been at a gas station in the middle of nowhere and had somebody be like, Spider! And I was like, what the fuck?
You sure it's not because of the big spider tattooed on your neck?
Nah, bro.
And people are like, ah!
It's not even big.
Ah!
You can't even see it.
If that was on your neck, that would be a huge spider.
No. You don't even know what a huge spider is. Dude, one day I went to unplug my phone cord when I lived with, when I lived down the street from where you live. With the two girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went to unplug my fucking phone charger. And, like, you know when you, like, see something, but you don't register
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I went back. Like, because I was like, charger? Did I just see a huge-ass spider? No, I had my
wall?
Phone charger.
Was it on the wall, or where was it?
It was underneath where I sleep. Yeah. In the wall.
Oh, so it was, like, down there by the outlet?
Yeah, okay, like, gotcha. Underneath my bed.
And just like, whoop.
Yeah, so okay. I reached down, and then I was like, wait, what did I just see? Yeah, it was a fucking wolf spider, literally a fucking, like, a coaster size. Like, literally
a
this
standard
big.
Standard coaster, yeah, 4 inches.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that looks about 8 inches. That's huge.
Yeah.
The coaster's big.
Yeah. Wolf spiders get big.
It was a penis joke.
Ha ha. Poopy.
What was that, 8 inches?
Poopy.
Man, your dick is huge. Poopy.
Man, your dick is big. Poopy.
Oh, yeah, dude. If I'm ever a gangbang and someone says that, that's going to be my response.
It's the only way.
Yeah, dude. I'll end a gangbang. I saw pictures of some fucking spider from Australia. That was massive as fuck. Like, they live in...
Animal spiders?
No, they're even more terrifying. I think they're called, like, crab spiders or something.
Oh,
shit.
The ones that are, like, on the ceilings and shit?
They hang out in trees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the females...
They're like this.
Yeah. Dude, they're huge. They're just insane eight-legged freaks with
yeah,
David
no,
Arquette.
Eight-legged freaks. That's one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Dude, people don't know about that movie.
I don't know if I've ever watched it, but I am totally down to watch
Nobody's
it.
Nobody's watched it.
We should watch it.
We're on right now.
Okay, put it on. Should we end this episode? Dude, the 1990 film Arachnophobia, what do you think about that?
Oh, dude, that one's so good.
I think
Isn't
that...
John Goodman?
Yes.
He's the exterminator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is the strongest shit.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Strongest shit you can buy.
Yep.
He just steps on it. He's like,
dude.
Dude, that movie, I think, gave me arachnophobia for real.
I just love it.
Because for years.
He shoots the nail gun into the.
Dude, for fucking years. I watched that movie once, and for years, I was afraid to put hats and helmets on and put, like, dude, yeah.
The only poisonous spiders we have in Michigan are.
Venomous.
No, they're. I mean, we have. We have black widows.
So if you touch it, you'll die?
If you fucking.
That's venomous. If it has to bite you, then that's venom. I don't think that's poison.
No, that's just the toxin.
Dude, I can get someone on the horn
right now.
There's
poison and there's venom.
Venom injected, poison absorbed. Okay.
Yes.
Whoa, so.
What's a twist?
All they have to do is, like, crawl on you and you get poisoned?
No. That's. See. I call ball
poison here. Absorbed, consumed, or inhaled. So it can be like, just shoot poison at you, and you'd be like,
there are snakes that do that.
Mm-hmm.
You son of a bun.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Even though you've probably never sucked a dick, I bet you could give David Arquette a hell of a blowjob, dude.
I don't even know.
I just feel like you'd really give it 110%.
Just like
with David Arquette.
I hope.
Goodbye, everybody.
Love you.